This is Jay Sekulow. As the election news continues, the president of Planned Parenthood now claims that a majority of Catholics are pro-abortion.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Congress was entitled to make a judgment in furthering its legitimate interests that they were going to ban a particularly gruesome procedure that blurred the line between abortion and infanticide.
Certain hospitals just don't admit patients for this purpose.
What this ban is, a method of abortion doesn't preserve any fetus.
I'm wondering if that's because it's surely elective.
But I don't think that's to trivialize Congress's interest in maintaining a bright line between abortion and infanticide.
Because it's what's...
Because it's purely elective and not medically necessary.
I do think, by contrast, if somebody tried to... With the fetus, you know, perfectly alive and in the hours that it might have to live, if somebody came in and ripped its head open, I think we'd call that murder.
I'm sorry, I don't know if I understand.
The one is abortion, the other is murder.
Purely elective and not medically necessary.
Well, the first thing I'd do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act.
You have it. The reason we're bringing this up right now, and our phone lines are open for you, the issue of abortion is going to be, there is no doubt about it, it is going to be front and center, and here's why. Planned Parenthood, ready for this one, bragging in their view that a majority of Catholics are now, this is what they're saying, are pro-abortion, which, of course, we're going to give you the data is incorrect, but it tells you the fallacies of Planned Parenthood. And, of course, you're funding Planned Parenthood with taxpayer dollars. Barack Obama saying he's going to sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which will undercut all abortion restrictions. What does this mean in the context of the pro-life movement? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The right to life under attack. And a lot of this can be done, by the way, through executive orders. Jordan, you've gone through the data with Planned Parenthood. Of course, right, they're giving information that is not correct.
That's right. I mean, by relying on the fact that, I guess, exit polling data, which isn't always exactly correct, but at least it's a summary, that at least about 54% of Catholics did vote for Barack Obama. When asked the questions on abortion specifically, 63% of Catholics say abortion should be permitted in none or almost no cases. And 63% of Catholics oppose 98% of all abortions. In addition to that, the polling that's been done has found that just 6% of all Catholics, 5% of practicing Catholics, and 8% of non-practicing Catholics say they agree with Barack Obama that abortion should be legal at any time during pregnancy. So a tiny, tiny minority, 5-6%, who agree with Barack Obama on abortion. So this sweeping statement by the Planned Parenthood president is just absolutely false about the Catholic community. But let me add this, Dad. When we were talking with Congressman Kingston on the program about this very issue, he had said that on the campaign trail this year in his district in Georgia, the abortion topic had only come up one time at a campaign event by one person that it was asked. And he thought it was, whether it was the economy distracting voters from some of the issues that in the past they cared deeply about, and it was really the issue that was the deciding voice, that this time around it seems like things were different, which is why we've got to bring these issues back to the forefront.
And there's no doubt that we have to bring it back to the forefront. But the fact of the matter is, and folks, you can be aware of this, it's not going to be by choice, or it's going to be by necessity that these issues are brought to the forefront, because I think you're going to see a very radical agenda. You're going to see it on the international funding of abortion services. You could see that in executive orders. You're going to see this Freedom of Choice Act come forward, and this is going to come forward in an aggressive manner. So we want to talk about this issue today, how we're going to address it, how you're going to help us do that. This is going to be, as Jordan said, this is a fundamental issue, and again, it kind of gives you the context of everything we fought for, including the partial birth abortion ban, literally at stake as we speak with the change of administration. So we're going to have to fight hard and fight aggressive. That's what we do at the American Center for Law and Justice. Our government affairs team already fully engaged in this, and we're deploying some other assets as well to make sure that we can fight the good fight here as we fight for life. Hey, folks, as we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones. We've distributed about in the last couple of weeks over 20,000 copies of Foundations of Freedom. You need it. Everyone that's listening to me right now, you need to know what the Constitution says about our form of government. Here is the number. You go to your phones right now and get Foundations of Freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. You need to know what your rights are, how our government operates. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. You can get it also at ACLJ.org, but you call now, 877-989-2255.
the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A lot of movement on the abortion issue today. Statements from Planned Parenthood saying that, and this is unbelievable, that, quote, a majority of Catholics are now pro-choice. That, by the way, absolutely incorrect. The data shows that that is incorrect, and this is just, again, Planned Parenthood propaganda. Interesting also, there is this move to increase, of course, on the federal level funding for Planned Parenthood, but on the state level, because of the economic slowdown, there is this view that some of the states are going to restrict funding to Planned Parenthood. So an interesting development there. Hey, we're going to take your calls, and we've got a lot of them coming in. It's 1-800-684-3110. Before I do take your calls, I want to tell everyone that's listening to me, we're going to make sure that you are informed and educated, especially in these times that we're dealing with, and we're going to keep you on top of these issues. We've got our, as you could tell by the program today, our production staff working to make sure that everything we're talking about is relevant and right on target, and of course the abortion issue, a major one today. But what we're doing over the next couple of days is we're going to continue to offer this booklet that we put together called Foundations of Freedom. And I want to talk for just 30 seconds here and let you know that I think this is a requirement for every American citizen to have the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. Of course, we have in there the Gettysburg Address and the Ten Commandments as well. And considering I just argued that case at the Supreme Court of the United States last week, that's even taken on a new significance. But I will tell you this, everyone that's listening to me right now, I want you to get a copy of this. You need it. Your pastor needs it. You need it for your kids and your grandkids. And we're going to make it available to you. It's our gift to you. Just call our toll-free number. But I want to encourage you to take direct action by knowing how our government works. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also get information, by the way, and updated information always at aclj.org.
Let's go right to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. John is calling from Virginia on line 6. John, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Thank you so much for what you do. I just want to make a couple comments. One, I see part of this is Obama and Biden's more, rhetoric blowing smoke, so to speak. I mean, I don't think you could believe half of what they said during the election campaign, and I think they're continue to try to appease.
Yeah, John, let me tell you something, though. Before you say that, and I'll let you get back in a minute. I didn't want to cut you off here, but I want to play for someone. And, Eric, if we have it here, I'd like to play. This is what President-elect Obama said to Planned Parenthood about the Freedom of Choice Act. So he's being very specific about that. Let's go ahead and play it. Take a listen, then I'll let you go back.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield. Well, the first thing I'd do as president is sign the Freedom of Choice Act.
There you have it, his own words. But go ahead, John. I want everybody to keep hearing this because we're going to be fighting on this issue aggressively.
Oh, I hope you do. I hope you do. One of the other things, as far as along those lines is, in the whole election I just feel like there are so many people I've talked to as Christians who said they voted for Obama, and shame on them. But because I just don't believe as a Christian you could in good conscience vote for somebody who supported almost fanicide.
Yeah. Here's what's here. Go ahead. Quickly, please.
I almost see this kind of like as when Saul was elected, kind of as the people's choice because he was the popular candidate, kind of thing. God.
Well, here's what you got to realize. I think what you have to realize here is, look, we got to pray for those in authority, and President-elect Obama is the President-elect of the United States. It means he's our president, so we got to pray, and we got to pray that his heart has changed on these issues, and we're going to press these issues. Look, I say you pray for the president, pray for those in authority, and that includes the vice president-elect as well, Joe Biden, but you fight on these issues. We're not going to give up for a moment on these critical issues, as you mentioned. The election's done and over. I'm not replaying the election. It is what it is. Now we got to deal with the reality of we got to fight here, and it's going to be in a whole host of issues. And we've deployed our lawyers and our legal staff around the world fighting issues, and we're not going to stop now because there's a new president in the White House. In fact, you got to pick up the efforts a bit on some of these critical cultural issues. And, Jordan, Planned Parenthood is engaging in a flat-out propaganda campaign right now. That's what they're doing. This is a propaganda campaign.
Yeah, and they're trying to tell Catholic voters and Catholics in general that, hey, if you're not, you need to get up with the times, that your other members of the Catholic faith are pro-abortion. I mean, that's what they're doing here. And they're engaging in that in a lot of levels. And I think what Barack Obama did very effectively during the campaign was he changed the debate on abortion. Like John said, you had a lot of people who personally say that they were opposed to abortion, very strong pro-life advocates. You had some legal professors. I was looking at some information in today's news from Doug Kamek from Pepperdine University, who, again, pro-life, but endorsed Barack Obama because they kind of bought into some of his speeches and his rhetoric on, promoting life generally and promoting and decreasing abortions and things like that.
Yeah, they say that, and at the same time, he's being unapologetic about saying he's going to fight for Planned Parenthood, and he's going to sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which undercuts the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, undercuts parental notification, every federal restriction on abortion, including funding. So, you want to talk political rhetoric is one thing. Praying for the president, we have an obligation to do it. Fighting on our principles, we have not only a moral obligation, we have a biblical and legal obligation to do it, and that's what we're going to do. But part of this process, folks, is for you to understand how our government works, the framework in which we operate as a republic. And for that reason, you need to get our Foundations of Freedom. Again, I want to encourage everybody that's listening to me, get a copy of Foundations of Freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's go right back to the phones. You want to talk to us? 1-800-684-3110. Lorraine is calling from Washington on line 5. Lorraine, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi,
Lorraine. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to say that as far as Obama's wanting to sign this Freedom of Choice Act, I just cannot understand how anyone that says they are a Christian, and I don't, challenge him on that at all, but, I can understand people maybe feeling that abortion is necessary in certain circumstances, but, what could possibly prompt him to want to sign this act that removes all restrictions, and then as in addition to...
Well, they're kowtowing to the lobby. Listen, they're kowtowing to the Planned Parenthood lobby. Planned Parenthood's big. They were influential in his election and his nomination. And they're playing that obligation. That's why the president of Planned Parenthood released the statement saying a majority of Catholics are pro-life, which is statistically incorrect. What else is new with Planned Parenthood? But listen, we've got to fight on this. We went to court from the district court to the Supreme Court of the United States on this partial birth abortion ban, and I don't want to see it overturned by the stroke of a pen, which means we're going to have to see if you can filibuster it in the Senate, block it in the House. And it's going to be tough. You've got a lot of these close races still unfolding right now politically. But we're going to have to fight for life here, and I think this is a non-negotiable. This is not a close call issue. This is a fundamental issue of human decency and respecting the dignity of life, which I think is a mandate. So without a doubt, in my view, we have to make a very bold and aggressive move on the life issue, and that's precisely what we're going
to
do.
Folks, that's why you want to get engaged. 877-989-2255 to arm yourself for battle with the Foundations of Freedom, the free book that we put together for you. It's important, folks, that we talk about all of these issues. Jennifer's calling from Texas on line 4. Jennifer, welcome to JSecure Live.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for
taking
my call.
We're doing great. Sure. Sure.
I just wanted a little elaboration on how it is that he can just push his agenda. You know, the government has checks and balances, and they always say Congress is more important than, and your representatives, than the actual presidential figure. So he has to go through people, and I just wanted to understand a bit.
Sure, Jennifer, that's a great question. But here's the thing. They have executive authority through executive orders. And I think one thing, when we say an executive order, that means the president can change a policy by executive order without congressional support. And that means things like international funding of Planned Parenthood and those type of things, which are prohibited right now by executive order, could be reinstated by executive order. And getting things through the House and Senate, the Senate may well, Jordan, what's the latest on that? I know we're close on time here for a break, but what's the latest? Because the Senate, they may be getting very close to filibuster proof, the pro-abortion forces in the Senate.
That's right. I mean, we've got the Minnesota recount. We've got the Alaska situation with a lot of votes left to count there. So that we're not sure exactly what will happen in Alaska, but Ted Stevens is behind. But still, I think 25,000 votes were left, which it takes a while there. They've got to fly in ballots and things like that when it's a close race. And then in Georgia, they're having a special election in December. So we won't know exactly. But let me tell you, when you look at the makeup, this now reaches past partisan, Dad. I think what folks have to understand is that there are not every Republican is a hardline Republican, just like not every Democrat is a hardline Democrat. But in the Senate specifically, you have a lot of moderate Republicans. And you look at the makeup of the states they represent, like Maine, Pennsylvania, and some others as well, that are going to be much more likely to go with Barack Obama and on these kind of pro-abortion bills like the Freedom of Choice Act.
Yeah, and what you've got to help to do in the House, I guess, because you've got a lot of these Democrats that won on a pro-life plank. So what you've got to do there, I would think, is maintain a pro-life pressure on those Democrats that were elected. So you may have Republicans going one way, Democrats going another. Hey, folks, we're going to come back from the break. We're going to take more of your phone calls. Our phone lines are open for you, of course, at 1-800-684-3110. But as we go to a break, you go to your phones right now. Every one of you that are listening to me right now, I want you to be armed, as Jordan said. Be armed for battle. You need to know how our government operates. And that's our Foundations of Freedom. Everyone needs it. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. For Foundations of Freedom. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Again, I want to remind you, get your Foundations of Freedom. Everybody that's listening needs it. It's Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. The number to get it, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom.
Let's go to Cindy calling from North Carolina on line 5. Cindy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you. I want to thank you for working for the Ten Commandments last week. That was wonderful when you gave the argument. But also, I believe the Freedom of Choice Act and these difficult issues are going to be one in the prayer closet first, as well as being one in the legislature. And so I'm urging everyone who names the name of Christ as a Christian this Saturday to join me for fasting and prayer. I'm going to be doing that for 12 hours, as I did last Saturday, and doing it this Saturday on the 22nd. Because I believe it's critical for Christians to pray and seek God's wisdom. And because one out of every two abortions in this country is a black baby. And I learned that from Alveda King, and I didn't know.
No, it's absolutely true. It's like genocide going on right now. Racial genocide.
Right. I just believe that we as Christians need to really appeal. Right in the middle of the election, these amendments, marriage amendments, were passed when Christians came together.
Yeah, that is a good sign, by the way. I want to follow up on that because that is a good sign. People are belittling that. But the fact of the matter, even states where Barack Obama won pretty overwhelmingly, California, Florida, and whatnot, the marriage amendments passed and passed overwhelmingly. So that's a good sign. I want to underscore. I think praying is the number one line of defense in all of this. We got to pray and we've got to act. And, you know, Jesus said, let's be salt and light. We got to be a preservative in the culture. And that means these are going to be trying times. But that's when we engage. And that's what we have to do. But listen, always want to encourage people to pray over these issues and to participate in the political process. And one way to do that is, without a doubt, is exercising prayer. And there's no doubt about that.
Let's go back to the phone. Sherry's calling from Idaho on line 6. Sherry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. I was cooking dinner a couple of nights ago, explaining to my 14-year-old son what partial birth abortion was. And he burst into tears and said, who could do that to an innocent little baby? And he wouldn't eat his dinner. And I thought, you know, when have we gotten to this point as a society, Christian or non-Christian, where we can justify this kind of thing? It's not even abortion in the first trimester. Brainer, Jay. It's just heartbreaking.
Well, listen, I agree. And of course, you know, we had a tremendous advocate in Paul Clement, the former Solicitor General of the United States, and he argued the partial birth abortion case. Of course, I was involved in the trial of that up in New York. We filed briefs for members of Congress at the United States Supreme Court as well, and we're very pleased with that decision. Here's the difficulty. The difficulty is literally with the stroke of a pen, that can be removed. And Jordan, the fact is, we've got to be vigilant on this because this is one of the first things they're going to move for.
It is. And there are going to be a lot of bills, and that's one thing that's going to make these sometimes not get as much attention in the media. And that's because of this auto bailout. And then, of course, when Barack Obama is actually inaugurated as president and becomes president of the United States, you're going to have things like health care, the economy, all those issues which could dominate the mainstream media. For good or for ill, which means that things like Freedom of Choice Act, which may get reported in Christian media and conservative media, are not going to get the same kind of attention, which means it's our job, especially when going to the House of Representatives, where there are a lot of pro-life Democrats and Democrats who are newly elected who ran as pro-life, to make sure that's the first line of defense against the Freedom of Choice Act is the yeah. House of Representatives. Now, that being said, one of the toughest policies is through the executive order process that Barack Obama can use on abortion, which is the funding of abortion overseas and internationally. That can be done by executive order and through policies that the United States can implement at the United Nations as well.
Let me do this. Let's go ahead. I'm going to play something for you that is from Justice Scalia during the partial birth abortion case. This gives you a sense of what we're fighting for, and I think it'll motivate everybody to take direct action here.
Neither Roe nor Casey are written in the Constitution. They may not have mentioned all of the appropriate interests that may be taken into account. Why is it not an appropriate interest that the state is worried about rendering society callous to infanticide.
I think that sums it up better than anybody can. I mean, it's callous to infanticide, and I think that is exactly what we're fighting for now. What you need to do, folks, and I want everyone that's listening to me right now to do this, you need to understand exactly what the, and this is, I think, really critical, exactly what's at stake on these issues. And you go to your phones right now, and you get Foundations of Freedom so you are fully engaged on these issues. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. As we fight these issues in the legislature and the White House and the Justice Department, you need to understand what your rights are. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But everybody needs to get this.
Let's go back to the phones. Lots of calls coming in. Royce from California on line 5. Royce, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Royce.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. My question is Proposition 8 in California, and I can't understand why our vote isn't really going through, because now that we have said yes on Proposition 8 and we made our voice clear, now Governor Schwarzenegger and others are trying to turn it over. How can we keep this? I mean, we voted. This is our right.
Sure. Now listen, let me tell you what's let me tell you exactly what's happened. And the Attorney General of California, Jerry Brown, has today filed a, or yesterday filed a brief with the California court urging them to rehear the case because there needs to be clarity, which is code word for they want it overturned. We have filed our briefs with the court as well. Our letter briefs have been filed as of yesterday at 5 o'clock. I reviewed them in the afternoon, and those are filed. But this is going to be a fight to see if the will of the people is going to be maintained. And the fact of the matter is, with overwhelming support, it was, I think, a 4 or 5 point margin. The question now is, will the will of the people be thwarted once again by judges? And we've got this literally up right now at, I mean, literally, we filed the briefs yesterday on this point, so we'll keep everybody posted. But this is big developments.
Lots of talks, lots of different topics, too. Luke from Montana calling in about a different topic, but something we've discussed before on the broadcast. Luke, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you.
Hi, Luke. Sure.
Hey, I'm asking you a favor. Would you please get up a petition to present to President Bush to let our border guards out of prison?
Yeah, that is another one that, now there are, I will tell you this, there are pardon procedures that are being looked at and reviewed by his counsel, and I think that's critical, and that typically happens at the end of the term. I think what you have to do is realize that this is not only going to be a fight, but a significant one. And when it comes to this, we're down to the last few days on that. But I'm with you. I thought that was a horrible injustice, and hopefully we'll get some kind of resolution. And that it usually takes place through that political process.
Let's take another phone call. John from Minnesota on line 3. John, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, John.
You know, it's apparent that this generation has been saturated in the pluralism and relativism of our public indoctrination system, and marinated by media mesmerism to the extent voters have selected a man who, concerning human life, on the one hand...
Yeah, I'm here. I'm really sorry, but I appreciate what you're saying, but I cannot... we can't hear you because there's so much noise in the background. Jordan, let's try to grab one more call here.
All right, Kevin from Virginia on line 2. Kevin, welcome to JSecio Live very quickly.
Very quickly, please, Kevin. Yep.
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to mention that, you know, Barack Obama has made it clear that he does not know when the beginning of life is. And that being said, how can he support or oppose any abortion legislation?
Yeah, listen to this on the pay grade issue you're talking about. It's above my pay grade. Take a listen to this.
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, you know, is above my pay grade.
Well, there you have it. They're talking about the fundamentals now, the president-elect of the United States, so it's now in your pay grade, and you need to stand for life here, and we're going to have to insist that these pro-life Democrats do exactly that. We've got to get these Republicans that are squishy in the middle to understand it as well. But, folks, what we're going to do right now is I want each and every one of you to understand, as Jordan said, you got to arm yourself for battle here. You got to understand how our government works. Here's the phone number for you to get Foundations of Freedom. And listen to me now. Every one of you that are listening to us around the country needs to have Foundations of Freedom. Here's the number. Get it right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. ACLJ.org for updated information. Go to the website. But you get Foundations of Freedom right now at 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.